After I left Defence and Aid Fund, I worked for a while with Twin Trading, which was a fair trade organisation, and we were developing fairly traded products like coffee and cocoa, chocolate and so on. And I put that together with the anti-apartheid movement idea, the sanctions campaign, and came up with the idea, which was behind AA Enterprises, was that what we should be doing was taking the boycott campaign one logical stage further, and as a way of supporting the frontline states in their solidarity against apartheid, we should be positively buying from the frontline states. So it was, the idea was to add that concept of positive purchase, of using your power as a consumer in a positive sense as well as a negative sense. You know, boycott apartheid, buy from the frontline states, that was the slogan. And so we set up a merchandising cooperative whose purpose was to create and disseminate the products that would make that possible for the individual supporter of anti-apartheid. And we had a mail order catalogue which included anti-apartheid merchandise, anti-apartheid t-shirts and products from the African National Congress, but also products from the frontline states or products which in some way supported the frontline states or were symbolic of the frontline states, i.e. they used designs from artists in the frontline states, for example. A lot of our t-shirts used Mozambique designs or Zimbabwe or whatever. We paid a royalty to the artist in those countries. Or we sold products like Angolan coffee and Zimbabwean wine and Mozambican cashew nuts, nuts to bota, the packet said on them. And mugs and greeting cards and what have you. And for 3 or 4 years, 85, 86 onwards, it really boomed. It really boomed. And all the local anti-apartheid groups had the merchandise and had it at their meetings, and it was very attractive, and it really added to the bookstore, and people liked wearing the t-shirts, and it was about creating an identity and giving people products that they enjoyed wearing and were attractive, and we raised a bit of money as well.